We're holding in Tesis as Kasha. The involvement that is a nida b'shas nefila will be nesla. Tesis answer that is no nesla. The Vedomir Achisisha explained it's not the Elve. It's an Atzma, it's a Zaydik. There is no nesla. And Tesis was mamshich, not only that is no nesla, ואפילו בנידוסו משהו בפסוח עם סוף פרק אלו דבורים לבסיבו מי. וקום הרבי איכנו נשתני דרבו על חייב, זה לא שגיק בדבר מצווה, זה לא טוב בדבר מצווה. יביא פי נידו בו על בוטו, בו על חלומה ישנו, כמו האנצוס יביא פי דקאו עם מצווה. משמע דקוני לו. זה סתם דלושן הטייסוס. ואפילו בנידוסו, not only that is no נסו, אפילו בנידוסו משמע, בפסוחים דבסייבומי, which is in the parsha, and then he brings the raya, איש תנידוי, חייב, יבים תנידוי פוטו, my time in the COVID mitzvah, and he finishes the lotion, משמע דקונילו. So some, the lotion of Tesis is a little bit interesting. When he starts, he wants to be magdish, that is a mitzvah, he says, משמע דאפילו בנידוסו, בסייבומי, זה מצווה פון ייבו. And when he finished in Shpar Sois, that it's taken like that, Alma da filo benidoso konilo. His madgish that the yesoid of Yibum is that he's koiner, not stam that he's mekayim the mitzvah Yibum. Mashma de konilo. More from stam of mitzvah Yibum. That's the Lashon HaTesis. So we mentioned already why it's not two terutzim, because not two terutzim. This is a kasha of being Nesva. So you have to explain why it's no Nesva. Then he says, not only that it's not Neso, and she's in the parsha, afulu in Boa Lukonu. But the stamp the answer in Boa Lukonu will not help, because Dosti Gufa will be the kasha. Why in Boa Lukonu? Stocha Elve. Why in Boa Lukonu? So this is the kasha of Tesis. Why is no Neso? Why she's not out? Yishlema, she's not a regular Elve. They don't milach Yisisha. And after Tesis said, they don't milach Yisisha, Tesis feels always. And after that, the Maise, Beshas Nidoso, he's koiner. Fragt der Belchonon in Kovit Zahores Simen Yud Alef Ois Alef, why is no chisom of mitzvah abo ba'aveira? Afilu man da omar that mitzvah abo ba'aveira is bichlal nishken mitzvah. So why we don't say here that it's a mitzvah abo ba'aveira? And Rebel Chonon says a yesoid, about it we'll have to see later the yesoid in Dafchov, but Rebel Chonon says a yesoid. The mitzvah abo ba'aveira, you only say in a mitzvah that it's like taking a esrei, shaking a lulav, sitting in a sukkah. The mitzvah abo ba'aveira, it's not called a mitzvah. But when there's a tachlis to the mitzvah, like bris mila in Shabbos, there's an isu to cut, to meitzidav, mila shalet hazman or the marshal. But if you mouth in Shabbos, the kid is gimalt. Because the mitzvah is really to be gimalt. You're right, you did it by Aveira, but you did it. So we don't say mitzvah by Aveira, it's not there. Maybe you don't get tzchar, but the mitzvah is there. Zokter and Yibum, the mitzvah is not just to do a bia be'eshes chaveiroi, be'eshes ochiv, it's a mitzvah to koine the yevama. And koine b'meila, when you do a bia, you koine the yevama. So even though it's a mitzvah by Aveira, but the Yibum is there, this is the reason Lashon HaTesis is so mitzuchzuch. Alma afilu benidoso basibumu kelamrim beyevomes kelamrim b'sei perigel v'dvorim b'psochim ish teinidu chayev yevom maitayme mitzviko alma afilu benidoso konilo konilo dafchof, we'll learn if it's a kinyan, if it's a maisabia, we're only starting yevomes, why we have to shtupe in the konilo alma, this is the chamitz. The Torah says if it's not konilo, if Yibum will not be a kinyan, or just to do a bia in your brother's wife. If a bia vote to do a maisabia, and the kinyan is done, Nasaki Ishtoy Hashem, he gives him a present, he gives him that lady, but now that is the maisa mitzvah, will be a chisol mitzvah above Aveira. Again, L'shayna Shadvorim, how Yibum works, the mitzvah, the kinyan who starts, if the mitzvah is to do a bia, and Hashem gives the kinyan, and this is the mato, we'll learn it in Dafchof. אבל ענייננו, אז כבר זה אורס, יוד א', א', and this will בעצם רבי חנן explain why is no חיסון ומצווה אבו בעבירה and the צד that even it is that Anita is a woman, you're not allowed to do because Enes and Echel is Yishish Bekos, why in Baal Ukoni? Because here's a Titzo. This is one Chayrit. Again, Abad, we'll learn in Baal Chobah, but remember that I'm saying the Lashon of Tesis is Gol Metzuch Tzuch like that. Now, back to the Tesis. The Tesis wanted it would be Nesu, and he answered that it's no Nesu. But maybe Baal Ukoni. Then he adds, Ve'afilu be'zman nidoso, mashma be'ilu dvorim, be'psochim bet kolilo. So the Achoyim are medayik that the beginning of Tesis did not learn that B'diyavet Kodim. Even though she's in the Parsha, she's no Nesra, she's not out, she's not like Achoy Sisha, she's not like Shara Rayas, but there's no Nesra. The whole shiur yesterday, why is no Nesra? Tesis says, not only that, that she's not out, but Afilu in Baalu Kono, because they mashma in Psochim, not Mucha, but mashma in Psochim, we spoke about yesterday. But at the beginning of Teisvus was poshut to Teisvus that you're not koine. Teisvus added, no, that you are koine. I feel when he does so much for the koine. But the beginning of Holoch Yelech was that you're not koine. This was the beginning of the Holoch Yelech and Teisvus. Why are you not koine? Why are you not koine? The Maisi, you did the mitzvah seed. So it's only some of that. So why would the Ebed you're not koine? Why would the Eved you're not going? The Teretzes, not that we will explain, but we will show, as the Gemara in Daf Chof state, Chai Velavim Ve'ese, Almon Elokim Godel, Im Bo'alu Lo Ikonu, Ein Ese Doiche Lo Yisese Ve'ese, so she's Chai Bechalitze, she's not an Erva, she doesn't part of the Tzora, so it's not only that you're not allowed to do it, afilu b'di'eved it's not chal. Afilu b'di'eved it's chal. Not only I'm not allowed to do it, afilu b'di'eved it's not chal. And Stam, someone will ask you once if you could get mixed up in that or not. Remember, Alamo, this is the answer everyone will ask you. Sure? Right? Well, maybe it needs a possibility, but the evidence, not chal. I don't know if it's a kash. But the answer is, if there's no maisa mitzvah, if ain esa doicha loisa ve'ese, even that she's in the parsha, there's no nesla. Even that she's in the parsha, there's no nesla. Although, but the evidence, in baru loikon. That basis is mechadish, no. And neither, she's in the parsha, and even with the evidence, in baru loikon. But at the beginning, Tesis thought that even there is no Nesra, she's not out. And then Tesis says, Imbalu konu. But this is the Tzuras of Tesis. And we said, Al Tetamo, how Tesis and Ahava mean that she Imbalu loikonu benida, even if she's not out. Chavelavim ve'ese, Ein ese deichel oisus ve'ese, Balmanu ken godu. And even so, also the Gemara says in Dafchof, Imbalu loikonu. So we see that when I'm not allowed to do the Maise, even if she's not out, does in Baal Ulo Ikon? This is Mechadish, in Efshar Yeh. Yom Kippur Mistam Efshar Yeh. Frank the Briskerov and the Mechtovim, the Kadis that we had yesterday. Okay, we understand that this is the beginning taught in Baal Ulo Ikonu. This is the says that in Psochim is Mashma that Yekon. Aber Chai Velanim Ve'ese stays in Dafchof that in Baal Ulo Ikonu, right? Maishno nido that the Maisa we saying that because she's not mamish out, even if you're not allowed to do the Maisa Bia, b'di'eved in Baal Ukonu, and in Chai V'Lavi Ve'ese, even b'di'eved in Baal Ukonu. Yet Arayas are out. In Baal Ukonu, I understand, they're out. Neither Chai V'Lavi, these people are not out, there's a reason they don't have a Neso. But Tesis in the beginning has a tzad that they need in Baal Ulekonu, and then he says in Baal Ulekonu. What is the tzad in Baal Ulekonu? Let me see in Nafchof and Chai V'Lavim. Chai V'Lavim also in Baal Ulekonu. Then Tesis is mechadish that Nita is such a zaitik as Achim, but he in Baal Ulekonu. So why Chai V'Lavim but he in Baal Ulekonu? Why Chai V'Lavim but he in Baal Ulekonu? What is the difference? So this is what the Biskirov tells in the Mikhtovi. And the Biskirov says the following. The וגבי נידה ריקומני ועובד מצווה ולקה שום גריבס לבעירים שלו בלכור ונידה שייני בעיקר דינו משום הרייס שניסו שייך כלל עיקר דין יבו מזה דמושל יסטרדי וקיפר ואדם היסביה בשייתו איסור ויאפשר לקיים איזה מצווה אבל אין איסור עושה איסור אבל בשאר חייבי להבי אף דתפסי בו קידושי אבל מכל מקום איסור עושה איסור למצווה סייבו ואישו איזה ממזרס סודי איסור עושה איסור סודי ייבו ומשימוכן וצריכים במלודון תחיה אבל לתחיה אף תעזיק עלי מפקעס ולכל מקניין גומו דתיים מדי החמיץ ואום נמכן דתיים מדי החמיץ לצורך ביו למה באמס חלוק הנידה משאר חייבי להבי why tak I say nidash is not out chayvei lavim yes but why it's like I understand the difference arai is completely out chayvei lavim they're out but they're not out neither she's not even out bichlal all of them I can't do them I see ibu ve'ulai huze ve'ulai huze mishum the nidah lo yirak the tafsi bo kiddushim רק בעיקר איסורו ועצם החפצה שלו לא ידע מי לשאר הרעס וכמבור ברמבה ולא ינעשי זוינו מה שאין גם שהרעס וחייב אליו היא מבור ברמבה that she becomes a זוינו דהיינו this beer is a bad beer she's בחפצה becomes a זוינו דהיינו that in the moment that she has that love no one has a tzad that someone is boiled or isha b'yom kippur she becomes a zayna so why if someone marries a mamza so the mamzeres that is married to the mamza she becomes a zayna b'yas psul why this marriage can't touch so it's a band this means that this lady is, can't touch yibum she's out she's not roi yom kippur is a zayti gezach yom shabbos is a zayti gezach so even nida it's a zayti gezach she's wearing now nidas She's dressing a tumah on herself. But the isho is beseda. Nida is kinilu ariya de revia alei. That is the chiluk. Avad et nizlo chesbeirim, es Hashem, nafgimel, nafchov, understand the gdor of a chavilavim, but mikol mokim, we have to remember, the taste is mesupik. The haylu, first he had a tzad, Nida is a real erve, so she's out completely in the neso. He says, Nida is not, but avad in bono lekolo, like chavilavim, And then he says, Nida is even better than in Baal Lukonu. The Gemara Nochum says in the Shir, says, Mamesh Ma'apei Chastoy. You start, Nida is Mamesh Ha'el. Worse from Chayv Elavim, Nesro, out. It's like, taste, it's not a Nesro. And you know what? I think it's even better from Chayv Elavim. And at the end of the Baal Lukonu, she's Mamesh Ha'zaiti. So the Holoch Yelich and Tesis is Mamesh Min HaKotze LaKotze. He starts and it's like a Erle, Vim Toima. And he says, it's not like a Erle. And like we explained yesterday in Shir Bar Chobel Zaitik, this is, you know what? I think she's even in Baal Kono Mashma in the Gemara. This is the Tzus of the Shmais of the first Chelik of Tesis. But when we come to the Tesis, Kasha was with Bainesso, and the answer is, neither is not a kind of Zach Zainesso. Before we see the second Chelik, Lom is in the Rosh, because in this Rosh, Rebel Chonon was Miyaser, a big Yisoy, and was Beretzim Megeah to the Akdomis of Yevomis. Open the Rosh, Simen Beis. Yes, Shoyalim, the Rosh repeats Tesis' Kasha. Isho Shoyso Nido Kshemeis Bailo Teoser Leyorom. Mamish like Tesis, like Reb Chaim. He doesn't ask Chalitza, he doesn't ask Tutsoro. Teoser Leisiyapem. Afilu Teiveles, Kmo Yachuis Isho, Sheinu Misiyapemes. Ava Bishemeis Isho. שובו לדבריהם, דלו ישייך למלף מידה מאחוס אישו, דלו ידם ילה הרייס שאסור על היוב משום קורבס, ומותורס לשר האוילו, אבל נידה אסור על הכל. תראו ואף על כך. So he answers and he adds the word that we needed the whole time, נידה לא ידום ילשר הרייס שאסור על משום קורבו. It's a problem in the issues. מה שאין כן here, it's not a problem in the issues, שאסור לכל העולם תסס הראש as a word ואף לבי לא אסור הרי יש לו שייכס to marriage the husband also יום קיפר זה also אסור לבי לא הוא שייכס to the marriage so he asked the קשה משמע like רב חיים like רב נוחם like רב רוחבר that זי נסרו he's not asking חליצה because תפסו בקידושין he's only asking the קשה that will be נסרו not chalitza because kosher is the midas taksa b'kiddushin. And he's answering that it's not a erva. Eino asur mishum kurva, the sarosh adds, v'af lebailo asur. Till here it's good. And now the Rosh adds a line that this line is tzorich iyun god. Look inside. V'af al gav delav bas yibum v'yibayis nidoso chalitzoso chalitzo ולידום לחליצה סמור ברס זה לא ישמו חליצה לרשלוקיש וכמוה בפרק החוילץ משום דאין האוילה להיבו דשיין לנידה שעמד הסליט בו ולתאר כדרך כל הנושי אבל מור ברס שמוטלת ואויד אף אם בוא עולה ונידוס על כנוע כנמוכח בפסוח דרוש סיסרי דאין דרוש אסתה קשה זיין נסו לקטייסס and he answers לקטייסס it's not an ערבה. He never asked on chalitza because we know neither is tafsi b'kiddushin. You don't ask such a kash. Now he's saying, okay, so I answered you that neither is not an elv, and I'm telling you zog derosh she could do chalitza. I kol shein oile leibu. Try kol shein oile leibu and oile lechalitza. As they stayed in daf lamed hay and muberes, shiny neither she biyod elitva. ואוי שבדיעבד אם בוא עלו כאן פרק דאחרוינים 6 קשס על דרוש 6 קשס על דרוש פרס קשס when he started he only asked Nesla he didn't ask that neither will not do a chalitza he didn't ask write it in the Mishnah to Zayin Noshim. He just asked to also leivu mashma unazei mashma usir baruch ber and rebchai told us that the chalitza you will have to because tafsi b'kiddush. Then after he answers that it's not a erve, and why you do chalitza? And the kasha he only asked on yivum chalitza was mashma. He understood. He knew the rebchai and rebaruch ber that even that it's a erve and even if it be nesra. Of a var tafse b'kiddushin, this is what we're saying in the last week in Shir, memele she's oile lechalitze. Pitom now he's asking the kasha. So why before it was so clear to him and he only asked Nesra, and now pitom he's saying, why you do chalitze? One ore. But I'll ask the ore more. After he answered that it's not a erve, for sure it's not shver chalitze. If you want to ask on chalitza before you know the teretz and you think that she's like arayas, Shlomo Hyman said everything that is arayas you don't do chalitza as well. And the Rosh is the opposite. Kol zman he taught that she's arayas, he wanted her to have chalitza. Now that he said that she's not arayas, frek the Rosh, why you do chalitza? But I want to explain the kasha much more. The Rosh asks, "Don't do chalitza. Why don't do chalitza? Kol she'ena oile leibum, ena oile lechalitza. Kol she'ena oile leibum, ena oile lechalitza. This is the Rosh's kash. Where is the mocker of kol she'ena oile leibum, ena oile lechalitza? We have in Dafchov kol she'ena oile leibum. Eli Arayas." Mentioned in Davchov Be'archove. Mentioned in Davgimel Be'archove. Evi Arayis. Kol she'ein oile leibum, ein oile lechalitza. Kol she'ein oile leibum, ein oile lechalitza. Kol she'ein oile leibum, ein oile lechalitza. When the Rosh wants to ask a kasha, why you, she's chayev bechalitza, are she's not chayev beyibum? There is a klal called she'ein oile leibum, ein oile lechalitza. Where he found this klal? Meuberes, Firesh Lakish, she doesn't do yibum and she can't do chalitza. Yes, davchof. Evi arayas, why the bottom of yibum? Kol she'ein oile leibum, ein oile lechalitza. More on davgimel. Kol she'ein oile leibum, ein oile lechalitza. More on that mandal. Kol she'ein oile leibum, ein oile lechalitza. From Gantz Yevomes. Firish lokish, but that's not the word. And more better, that's the whole kasha. What?
Maybe it's not
really terrible. Yeah, good. Good, good. What?
Most of the
marriage is
more
balanced. No, but now we're not speaking about more balanced. And the Fchof, we have Eli Arayas, Eino Eile Liyu, and Eino Eile Chalitza. Right, but the Fchof is not more balanced. Bayos is also not more balanced, the regular neither. So, but maybe she's not Eile Liyu, and Eile Chalitza. So again, so our question is, I want to explain. First, why the Rosh in the beginning didn't ask the Kasha that should be Potu Michalitza? Not like this Yeshorim, not like this Maram. He just asked to Osir, and Reb Chaim said, that it means that Tesis wouldn't have Shmo, why is Chalitza? And only after he has it, she's not an Erva, Pitom is asking to be Potu for Chalitza. A. B. Haka Shmo, we know why is Chalitza. Every chayv elavim tafsi b'kiddushin is oile lechalitza. What he wants, bichlal? What he wants? Neither tafsi b'kiddushin, and in the kasha maybe he taught it's an erve. But after that, we know that it's not an erve. She's a regular chayv elavim. Chayv elavim is oile lechalitza. What he's asking here, a new kasha. And then love is talking that he doesn't think that it's like chayv elavim. Why is bringing from daf lamedei mubes? Bring down from daf chof kol she'ein oile libum daf gimel. We're in daf beis. Miyad in the Gimel we have Koshein Oile Limon and Chalitza and Evi Arayas. The Mishnah says Ptuvus Ma Chalitza and Ibum. You can't do beer. She's Arayas, but why you can't do Chalitza? Koshein Oile. And the Rosh doesn't ask. A fourth Kasha. What's end for the Rosh? Be Yod Alitvo. First, what kind of sword is it? What kind of sword is it? Maybe it's a sword. Frag the Koven the Sanel, if beyond the Litvon. So in the beginning, when you ask the Kasha, say Nesro, answer, Leidomilach is Nisho, beyond the Litvon. Why you didn't use the beyond the Litvon to answer the original Kasha? Every Nida will be Nesro. And for Tesris, Leidomilach is Nisho. Ah, yeah? It's a Klor Kasha. Klor Kasha. And not only that, we have the Teis Yishonim. We made a copy of it at the beginning, Teis Yishonim. He asks the Kasha Nesro, and he says, V'yishloima, Leidom ilach Rizisho, should be other lit. Frek the Kol B'Nesanel, Kol B'Nesanel, and the Rosh. Why the Rosh? He has a Kasha Nesro, Leidom ilach Rizisho, this is not Kurve, Nesro is Bechefze, she's not Bechefze. Then why you do chalitza kol shein the beyond the litvul? So what, use the beyond the litvul to the original kasha. Then he has another task. Yishloim arim ba'alu kol. So what does she's bichlan on out of the parsha? So answer the same thing as the nesro. Arim ba'alu kol. So these are the six ha'ores and the rosh. Six ha'ores and the rosh. Again, the Rosh first asked the Kasha like Rebbe Uchber Nesro, Abanada Shemipotu Michalitza. Then he starts, why she's Chayav Michalitza? What is the change? And not only that, why he doesn't answer? Tfisas Kiddushin, like we said before. And other Rabbi, now that it's not a Erve, for sure she's Oyle Lechalitza, and it's no problem. The third Kasha, Afazeimai, that he's asking, why he's bringing Meuberes? Bring Dav Chof, bring Dav Gimel. Then he answers, Beyod the Litvo, what is the Pshat in it? What is the Svora in it? Another kasha for the Gobel Sanos, so answer the kasha, why is no Nesro? Because beyond the Litva. Then he has another third in Balukon. If it's a third in Balukon, so answer the whole thing in Balukon. Zot Rebel Chonon a Yesoid of Yevomis. Zot Rebel Chonon, Simon Hay. Zog Reb Elchanan a big yisoid that is two dinim and yevomes of kol she'eino oile leyivum eino oile lechalitza, and he explains like this. One din is Hashem gives a parsha of yivum lechalitza. It's one package. If you get the whole package, you get it. If you don't get the whole package, you don't get nothing. Kol she'ein oile leibum oile lechalitza. Kol she'ein oile leibum oile lechalitza. פרק דגמור, סווי חי ולאו עם גט חליצה. זה עשה כוסו, יש לך יובל. מי רואיסו, תפסי קידושי ותפסי קידושי. So the first you say this, if you oil el zikas yibum, you oil el zikas chalitza. If you not oil el zikas yibum, you not oil el zikas chalitza. Chutz from chai velavim, though we get a separate portion. This is the regular klal. If you want to see it, open the Daf Gimel, Loshon Rashi. Kol she'oil el yibum. Four lines from the bottom and Gimel Amud Aleph. Kol ha'oil lezikas yibum, oil lezikas chalitza. Kol she'ein oil lezikas yibum, p'tura min ha'chalitza. If you have zikas yibum, you have zikas chalitza. If you don't have zikas yibum, you don't have zikas chalitza. Oil in the Zikas Yibum, it's oil in the Zikas Chalitza. If it's not oil in the Zikas Yibum, it's not oil in the Zikas Chalitza. From that, Zot Rebbe Cholin is another Chutz from this yesoid, kol she'oil lezikas yibum, oil lezikas chalitza, is another aloch. So, be'etzem every arayis get zikas yibum, but every isha get zikas yibum, zikas chalitza. If the arayis don't get zikas yibum, they don't get zikas chalitza. Chutz from chai belavim, that they get specially zikas chalitza. Is another aloch, a isha that is in the parsha of yibum vechalitza. And she can do one, she can do the other one. We'll see later, is it sad also kosha ain't oil le chalitza in the leaf, emotional. She's in the parsha and she can do one. She doesn't have a foot. She can. It goes together. That one thing is that parsha zike comes together with zike's chalitza. Rashi and Daf Gimel. If you can't do both, you don't have nothing. Chutz v'chavilavim that Hashem gave a zike sibu. As another aloha, when you get both and you can do one of them, it's a different aloha. Kol she'yef shalas is yibum, yef shalas is chalitza. This be your side. This with the Belcholin and Simen Hey, or is Aleph, and in Simen Lamed Ches, or is Gimel. The Ach Yesoid, look at Simen Hey, or is Aleph. The Kol she'en yibum lechalitza, yesh b'shtei refari. Kol she'en b'zikas yibum, ein b'zikas chalitza, chutz mi'chavelavi v'hese. Heiche b'yesh b'zikah gmura gam l'yibum, elo shebefoya l'yefshu l'yatmo chalitzos v'psula. Debeinen shebishas ha'chalitze t'yehru el l'yibum, keimun shiyesh b'yesh b'gam zikas yibum. This is the Torah for Rebbe Cholin. That is two dinim. I explain them later, but these are the two dinim of Rebbe Cholin. What? This is the Rabbanon. You get this the Rabbanon because the Shema Temayim. Mi'ikar Adin Shikatuv. we'll get to it. It's a good hour, but we'll get to it. This is the Rabbanon, not the Reise. Meile, Zogt Reb Elchanan, this is the Pshat. When the Rosh started the Sugya, he asked that would be Neslo. But he didn't ask that she'd be put to Michalitza. Why? Because Be'etzem, she's like a Chai Velavim. Right? Tafsi Bokidushin. B'meire, she's Oile Lechalitza, Afa Pishain Oile Lehibu. So when the Rosh started the Sugya, he said, I know Nida Tafsi Bokidushin, so she's similar to Chai Velavim, that even that she doesn't have Zikas Yibum, she could have Zikas Chalitza. Arayas don't have Zikas Yibum and not Zikas Chalitza. Chutzim Chai Velavim, that we don't say Kol Shein Oile, and they get specially Zikas Chalitza. B'meire, the Rosh only has the Kashe, don't do Yibum. And it only don't do Yibum. But he couldn't ask the Kashe, don't do Chalitza. Chai Velavim is Rabu, that even that you can't do Yibum, you do Chalitza. He answered, there's no Nesro. She's in. She's in the Parsha of Yibum. She's not out. She's in. Zog the Rosh, if she's in, and you can't do Yibum, I have a Nuchisoron. Someone that has both Zikas and can do Yibum, can do Chalitza. Where you see the second Aloha in Mu'beres? Mu'beres is in. If you boil a Mu'beres, you're not Chayav Zad Eishesach. There's no Nesro in Mu'beres. Why? Because she's in. She has to only wait. I know Aloha. Zog the Shlokish. Cause man, you can't do the Yibum, you can't do the Chalitza. Frag the Rosh. First the Rosh is coming. I need a Zerver, but Tafsi B'Kiddushin, so just will be Nesro. Chalitza she has to, because Tafsi B'Kiddushin. Oh, but she will have Zikas Chalitza, but not Zikas Yibum. So will be Nesro. This was the Rosh's Kasha. When he thought that need a Zerver, the Tafsi B'Kiddushin, he wanted Nesro, but Chalitza she will have, like Reb Ochber and Reb Chaim. And for the Rosh, she's not an Erve. She's in. There's no Nesro. Huh? There's no Erve. She's not Nesro. You can't do Yibum. Zog the Rosh, if you can do Yibum, but she's in. So she's like a Mu'beres. Then there's no Yisur. She's in. And there's no Nesro. Mu'beres, Rish Lokish holds. While she's in the parsha and you can't do Yibum, it's the second Aloche. When you can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza. And for the Rosh, no. The Yodel Litvor, she could do Yibum. It's not like she can't do Yibum. She just has to go to the mikveh. She could. Mu'beres can do nothing. But Nida could do something. So now it's Givaldi. When he learned that Nida is a Erve, and she can't do Yibum, and she's Mufka from the Parsha, and she asked Nesro, he's not answering B'yodah Litvo. So what did B'yodah Litvo? But now she's out. So in the Havah, you know, when the Rosh learned that Nida is a Erve, he didn't answer like this, Yeshon in B'yodah Litvo. B'yodah Litvo is Nishmala V'moiri. She's a Erve, she's out. He's answering, she's not a Erve, she's in. Now he's asking a different kasha. She has Zikas Yibum V'chalitze. Just before you can't do it. And there's another cloud, like in Mu'beres. If before you can't do it, so if you can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza. Ah, if it's the second cloud, when it's before you can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza. So I'm only asking it after I answer that she's not a Erbe. Zog the Rosh beyond the Litroy. Now the Rosh has a better talent. V'oi, in Baru Konu, so she could do it with the Evet. It's not like a Mu'beres that can't do it. If she will do it, it will happen. But again, all of these two tirutzim are only at the before the kekashe. When he started the sugya, he was asking, she's out for sure, be balu lekanu, and she's an esro chalitza will be a stavsi kedushin or nuzika lechalitza. This is the tale of Reb Elchanan and Hey Ois Aleph Yud Beis and Yud Aleph and Be'alchov and Simen Lamed Ches. And we have to know it's a big yisoid of Reb Elchanan. Kimat everyone. And Yevomis agrees to this Yisoy. Be'ez Hashem, this Yisoy will come back in Daf Gimel and Daf Chof. And if you read Acholitz and Lamedvov and Daf Mem Dalet, we have two sugyas of Kol Shein Oile. And the Shoichad, what Reb Elchanan shows, and like I said, look in Daf Gimel, Rashi says, Kol Shein Oile Lezikas Yibum, אין אוי לזיקס חליצה. אמון רשי speaks about מעוברס, look in רשי למדבוב עמוד א', the first two רשיס. כל שאין אוי ליבום דביוסו פוטרטו, beer doesn't help, חליצה doesn't work. So when he explains it in Nav Gimel, he says, כל האוי לזיקס ייבום אוי לזיקס חליצה. And the למדבוב, when he speaks about מעוברס, he doesn't say, כל האוי לזיקס ייבום אוי לזיקס חליצה. וכל שאין אוי לזיקס ייבום אין אוי לה. Says, כל שאין ביוסו פוטרטו. So the mocker, I'm saying, the יסויד הגודל, the mocker to this יסויד, that is two deans, and כל שאין אוי לה, Ben Hashem will see it, say that. But we have to know the only real mocker that we have is this Rosh. There's a lot in Yevomers that will be answered if you do that. I got to remember, there's one Yesoid that the Zika has to go together. Chutz from Chayvelavim is a kosum for Lokachas, that is a Zika lechalitze. Stam kol shein oile. But if you're not a Herve, so it's a kosum that even if you can't be in the Parsha of Yim, Zika lechalitze. And there's a second thing. Now when you have both parshas, both have to be active. And if you cannot do Yibum, you cannot do Chalitza. The symbol of the Mokel is Moberes, and the Rosh wanted me to be the same thing. But only after he answered, that Nina is in the parsha, and she's not Mufka. So now he's asking from the second din. The second din, he could not bring that Gimel, he cannot bring that Chof, he cannot bring Mendalet. He had to bring Velche Kol Shein Oile, the Kol Shein Oile Shem Uberes. This is the Tehra of Bechol Nasem. It's Kedai to Iber Chazer, Iber Chazer, Iber. And now we have to understand exactly what is the two Lomdes in. Oh, but this is the Tzus of the Shmaisa. We'll go weiter in this.
They both come from the same
Pasuk. We'll see if they come. We'll see. I said exactly. We have to be marked more. What is these two Alochas exactly? It's two droshes. If it's one drosh, you're asking good. You're asking very good. How we dash in two halachas? I said, first, to me, yasin, that we have these two din. We'll go weiter in Teisus. So the first tenets of Teisus answered that Nida is not Nesro. She's not an elder. Now Teisus says, Ve'oi, even if I'm wrong, Nida is an elder. Even if I'm wrong, and it will be Nesro. And we'll be in Balu Loikonu. Even if I'm wrong, I have a teretz why we don't say Nesro and Nida. Lamazan Tishvus. Ve'oi Nira Lechalek. Ve'achos Isho, Afak Vishameisu Ishle Achreken, Shuv Lo Itizdakek Leibu. Kevel Sheniftar Osho Achas, Mishum Shenemar Darcher Darginoyam, Kedai Amrinen Be'yesh Mutoros. So here Be'etzem, Tishvus is coming, this is a big Tishvus, Machlekes Rashi and Tishvus, Gantz Yevomets. Teisus wants in the second Teretz to Mechadesh, Nesro is not Stama Aloch. Till now we learn what is Nesro. If you're out 1 minute, you're out forever. And we explain in the first Shiurim and the Psiche, it's not only that the Zika doesn't come back tomorrow, the Ishisach becomes Osur, Afilu ben Afilu Shniyo, Ruben Shimon Levi, and even Afilu Shniyo is Nesro, the Ishisach stays Osur forever. This is the Aloch Evnes. What is it? The Svara. It became also once, also forever. That is the Svara of Nes. Come Stasis in the void. Come Stasis in the void. And wants to say in Luchidish. That the Geder of Nesro is not that the Shesach becomes also. It's a din of Drocheo, Darchinoyam, Vechol Nesi, Voiseo, Sholom. The Gemara says in that Pizayin Amud Beis, what would be if a guy dies and he has kids? So it's no Yibum. A couple weeks later, all the kids die. He does Yibum or not? Why not? What? So the Gemara Darchinoyam. Be'etzem. Yesterday, if I asked someone what he would answer, Nesel. Now, you answered me, Darchina. Why answer me, Darchina? Because Lashon HaGmor in that design of Mudbezes, Hoyu Lobani Vemeis, Darchina. It's not Darchina. Rochel Darchina, I'm so big more. Sinishke Darchina. And comes Teisves and learns. Voi, Nesu and Darchinoyam is the same thing. It's not Tushlik Lachter, Nesu and Darchinoyam. Nesu is Darchinoyam. And Hainu. Belom this of Teisves, when the guy, the kids die, the Yevamo had to start to be a Yevamo from today. Why to say Nesu? It's not nice. Ein ze Darchinoyam. She felt free and now again she's locked in. It's not nice. Nishe. But without Darkin Noyam, she'll be Muda. The first Teretz learns Nesu, no Shaykhis Noyam, Nish Noyam is a Din Nesu. Now, in the Din Nesu, we're not mentioning, we're not going into Darkin Noyam, we're not touching Darkin Noyam. Nesu. Made for cases, neither why she's not Nesu. Ve'oid zog cases. What is it inside? Nira lechalek da'achu is isho avat bishem eise ishte achin shulet izdoki liyobim kevet shenifo shaharas. Okay. If I'm saying Darkinoyam, I have a huge problem in my pshat. This is good. So why Achris Isha? Again, two brothers are married, two sisters, and one brother dies, you can't do Yibum, and then your wife dies, now she's not an Erva anymore. But Darkinoyam, yes, then she was free, now she feels she's back stuck in. Znishkinoyam. So this is only if I'm the only brother. But if it was more brothers anyway, so anyway she was not free. So what is the chisson of Darchinoyam? She was locked in and she stays locked in. Zok teis, let's look inside. Ve'afilu heichad eloi mitche me'ay be'ise le'gamri kigon she'yesh achim acherim asura lezeh she'me'ise ishtoi. K'deon obi yivim dekol yivom eshani kuyom she'snifil yivom yoloi arei kishzah she'yesh lebonim ve'asura. L'chura it's a stira to my shtikulteire that Nesro is mitzad Darkinoyam. If Nesro is Nesro, so even below Yitchim I base it. Although she was also one, she stays also forever. But if it's only a question of Noyam Aher, Noyam Ahin, this is Ein Zed Darkinoyam im Yeshel Yizdakek L'Zeh Shemifter Ha'emenu. But at least she felt that guy, she's free from him. She could speak against him, he's not going to be her husband. She felt free from him. Now this guy, Pitom, comes back to her, Sinishke Noyam. So again, Taisus was the Mechadish in the second Teretz. The first Teretz is Nesro is, if there's no Yibum in the beginning, Nishzah becomes also forever. You don't check Yes Noyam, Nish Noyam. Second Teretz was to say Nesro is together with Darkin Noyam. And every time we measure if it's Noyam or not, I beloyitchem I beis elechu it's Noyam because she was not free. But ein ze Darkin Noyam shetachzu v'tizdakik l'zeh she'asur olam. Zog Rab Kiva Eiger, interesting. It's a posuk that Eishes Ochiv Shalom Ba'ilomo, you don't do Yibum, right? Why you need a posuk? When she died, the boy was not around. Now he's born, Nishken Noyam. Why you need a posuk, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdo? Typically, it's not Noyam. The brother, the husband died, she was free. A week later, her mother has a baby. Now, she's stuck. Why I need a pasuk? Ain't it Darkin Noyam? This is Tesis discussion. Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Look, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the top Tesis. Vim Toimar Teipuklei Darcher Darchin Noyam. This is Tesis discussion. Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the first Tesis. For Tesis, why I need a pasuk? And she's talking Shloim Boi Lo Boi Darcher Darchin Noyam. Zok the Rashba, I'll tell you a case. It was 20 brothers. She was anyway not mutter. Now another one is born. I need a pasuk. What is Tesis is kasha? Then I don't need a pasuk. That's Darchinoyam. I need a pasuk. In a case that is 20 brothers, so she was anyway not mutter, and then another one pops up. So now she's anyway not mutter. As I said, the Rashba. Zok the Kiveger, you know why Tesis didn't answer it? Because Tesis here says, "Ain't it Darkin Noyam? Im Tachzul the Dizdakik was there Sheniftero Emenu." You're right, there was 20 brothers, but she didn't know this one.
Only if she's alive.
Oh, Zogam, maybe only if it's a guy that she feels that she's free, and then he comes in, it's not Gishmak. If a new guy comes in, maybe it is Gishmak. And this Rav Kiveger, I think they even made a copy of this Rav Kiveger. Look at Rav Kiveger. Vim Taimar Taimar Darkin Noyam. Who betays the Sitchuken? וישלוימר ונהי דאיך דלקאחים אלוהו שבר ידין דאין זה נויח איך דיש אוי דאחים דלא ידכם מהבייסה וזה לא ישייך והטייספס דלא יניחלו לתארצקן יראו דאז ובתירוץ ומשייני בריש המסכתה ותאים לכל השאישה שנקויים ושאז נפילו מתאים לדרכי נויח ומוך דאב ודלא ידכם מהבייסה יצטריך Then the Chiddush in there, he says, maybe it's different. Mikol Mekoyim, this is the Yesod of Teisus. So Teisus is coming to Mechadesh that Nesro is not only because if it wants the Shaz, the Filo, you have the Zike, and if not, then Shesach stays also for Eilam. It's Mitzad Arachin Oya. The Melech of Teisus, I have a new Teretz on Nidah. I ask the Kashe that Nidah will become also for Eilam. אבל נידו דרכי נוימי, דלבי לא נמי צריכו להבדין עד שתתו. She's anyway, even to her husband she has to wait. So there's no chisoron of דרכי נוים by the נידו. A normal lady, it's not דרכי נוים that she was mutter and now she becomes us. It's not nice. It's not nice. It's achrisisha. She'll be mutter because the maaseh now she's a chos isha. Two brothers married two sisters. My brother dies, his wife is mutter. Then my wife dies, now she becomes also. It's not noya. It's not noya. But neither, even if she's a elder, you know why we don't say nesra by neither? Because afilu lebailot tzricho leanti. So she doesn't feel bad. So she doesn't feel bad. This is the Yesod of Teisus. It's a big Yesod and the Geder of Nesra that we have to learn by Harchove. But I want, before we starting to go in, to be mind with the Machlekes, Teisus, and Osi Rashi, and the Geder of Nesra, and the Geder of Darchei Noyam, that is a big Inyan. Teisus explains why Benida is no Chisoron of Darchei Noyam, even as she's a Erve. Why is no Chisoron she become Mutter tomorrow? Because even to her husband, she has to wait. Masha'ingen achisisha, she doesn't wait to know. But Anita, even to her husband, she had to wait. I want to understand Pshat and Teisus. So a person dies, his wife is Anita. Then she goes to the mikveh. Teisus, now she's mutali ibu. But if she was Anita, she was asu. So it's not nice that she now she was out and now she's back in. Nishay. So this is not. If Nesro is that something is out and never comes back, so having the good kasha, it was out. Never come back. Nesro, this place kasha. And the first Teretz had the answer, there's no Nesro. So the second Teretz, you're right, Betz and Nida is out. Asking me, so why she gets back in? Because it's no chisoron of Darkei Noyam that she gets back in. Because afilu lebailot tzricho leham. What is the pshat of this? What is the pshat in Teisus that the nida is no chisor of Darkei Noyam? Because afilu lebailot tzricho leham. What is the pshat? What is the pshat? What? One second. When she's a nida, she's muto to the shuk, or she's also to the shuk? And it's not that nida is a erve. Achois isha. So a lady that dies, she has 20 kids, no yibum. All the kids die, it's not noyam that she'll be back in. So the maid will leave her out. Not nice, out in, leave her out. Chizisha, my wife's sister, so my husband dies, she's with all the shuk, then my wife dies. She was out, leave her out. But she ain't even that she was out, there's no chisoron you will bring her back in. Why? Because even to her husband she waits. What do you mean even to her husband she waits? So she was a nida. I'm asking a shayla. A person that has kids, is allowed to get married? Or she has to, maybe the kids die? A guy dies and he has kids. His wife is allowed to get married? Yes. Now, the kids die. Without Darkei Noyam, she will turn over to become a Yevama. Because Darkei Noyam, she doesn't become a Yevama. My husband, my brother dies and he's married to my wife's sister. I don't do Yibum. Now my wife dies. So without Bar Kinoyam, she would be back in. Bar Kinoyam says, leave her out. Now we have a neither. Without Bar Kinoyam, before status of Tesis, before Tesis means it's Nesla, so she was out, we don't bring her back in. So Tesis, you could bring her back in. No, don't worry, it doesn't look so bad. Why it doesn't look so bad? Because for a husband, she also waits. What do you mean for a husband, she also waits? Tesis means that the feet of tenets now, that the shas that she was needed, she'll be also to marry someone else? Atzgibu, I'm not asking how it's needed. She'll do now, she's allowed to miscarriage to someone else when she's a needed? Why not? Now she's an elder.
This
review is not specific. This is the first house of Tesis. Second house of Tesis learning neither as a regular elder, as a regular nest. So Tesis, but even as a regular nest, so, Be'etzem, every time, second Teretz is Cholik, this is what I want to be mad. The second Teretz is Cholik in the first Teretz, and the second Teretz learns that Be'etzem, there's no Yesoid, there's no Chisoron of Nesro. The first Teretz learns that Nesro means Zika is B'shas Nefila, and later Zika never kicks in. Becomes Osu, the Yishasach becomes Osu. The main effect, Teretz Nida, she will never become a Yavama, the Teretz Nida was never out. So Yom Kippur, Zaitik, is the first Teretz. Voy, look, Tesis. Even if I'm wrong, and neither will be a regular elve, I have a talent. And here, Tesis is miyasa, is yisoid, that nesu doesn't mean that there's only one chance, and then it's yishasach. But every time when it goes over, we will bring back the yibum when the husband dies, when the kid dies, we'll bring back. Just it's not nice to do it. And even below yitchem abeise, she was not so free. It's not nice to bring it back to the same person. That is the yisoid of Tesis in Bar Chinoyam, and that. Who Tesis is coming to build. And we have to understand, this I said is a big limud that we'll have to learn about Chove tomorrow. What is exactly this two shittas in Esau? But now, I'm saying before we're learning the Tesis, coming back to what Tesis is trying to add. But maybe he's saying that even if Nida is a Elve, even if Nida is a Elve, she will have Esau, there's no problem here that when she stops to be a Nida, that she will be back in. Why? Why? Because it's nice. Why it's nice? Why it's nice that the Nida will be back in? What? What the? When she was a Nida, she was also, she's mutter to the Shukana. I'm asking you, every Nesro, beshar that she's Nesro, she's mutter to the Shukana. The Shaila is if it comes back. So taste the Kasa Kasha, let Nida not to come back. Let Nida not to come back. That's what Tesis want. Let the Nida not to come back, the Heter will not come back. So now they says it's no chisol, because for her husband she also has to wait. What is the answer exactly? What the husband she also has to wait? When she was a Nida and she was an Elva, she was both a Mi'ibum or not? Yes. So what is the answer now? While for the husband she also waits, so here she will have to wait for the Yavam? But if she's an Elva, she's supposed to leave.
It's back.
The
reason she's waiting for the Elva is the same reason she's waiting for her husband.
So she has to wait for the Elva? No. When someone has kids and he dies, when she has kids, she's mutter to get married, right? It's now not the chinoyam that now she will have to stop. Someone is married to my wife's sister. He dies, I don't do Yibum. She's an Elva. My wife dies. Without Bar Kinoyam, I do Yibum now. But because now my wife is not dead, she's free. It's not Bar Kinoyam that she was free and now she's mutter. So they say, even if she was not free, but she was free from me and now she's also to me, she's mizogli to me, it's not Noyam. Masha'en ken nidah zekteis ves. So it's Nesro, she's mutter lashuk. But there's no chisoron that it comes back. Why? Because even to her husband, she has to wait. We're trying to understand the pirush amilas of this. Yeah, but I'm saying so even with the husband she has to wait, so she's used to becoming new alochas. She's not allowed to marry someone else, she's a leader. Kiddushim, forget about it. If she's Mekadosh, she becomes HSC, she becomes Pachom
Yidah.
If she makes a Kiddushim, so the Pash, the Kiddushim Afkir the Yibur, because she becomes HSC. I'm just saying, it's two parts and phases that we have to Be'ez Hashem learn. One, the Yesoid Nesro Dar Chinoyam, and technically, it's not Balabatish, what he's trying to answer, what is trying to answer? What is trying to answer? Why by Nida is no chisol and no chinoya? Let's talk about tomorrow. We're going to talk about it.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do that.